Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. It is my habit now to speak about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. As you get older, the car goes slower. Once upon a time, we speak fast, we speak long. Now we speak slow, we speak short. Allah Ta'ala made that little that we say beneficial for the world, beneficial for us. 2 points I'm going to mention. One is but to do with the dua, Allahumma ja'alna hadina muhtadin. A famous dua. It's a dua that makes me worried about myself. I will teach you also and you worry about yourself. You see, there's 2 words. One is hadi. Hadi is a guide. It's very easy to become a guide. We got a darul ulum. Send your child to the darul ulum 6 years. We make him an alim. We put a turban on his head. He's a guide. Say, mashallah, jalsa took place. Have a his jalsa tomorrow. The boy spent 3 years. He learned his Quran. He's a guide. You make him the imam. Go in jamaat 40 days. You become a guide. Now everywhere you go, to become a guide is very easy because we are able to make a nice cause for it. Do this, 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 and you are a guide. I'm a guide. To become a guide is good. It's easy. Everyone, Allah make us all guides. In your shop you can be. Someone comes there, you just tell him. Give him one advice. Teach him one dua. You can be a guide because you printed out some duas to a guide. To be a guide is very easy. And for that there is a cause. Allahumma ja'alna. And because this world works with cause and effect, that's why we always promote the cause. We say come and study in the madrasa. Go to the khanka. Go in tabligh. We have to promote the cause. But the second part of the dua is the scary part. Allahumma ja'alna hadin muhtadin. Muhtadin means let me be rightly guided. Let me be rightly guided. For this there's no cause. For this there's no cause. It is who Allah allows to be rightly guided. He finds with his eyes closed that the work was done. And the one who Allah doesn't want to be rightly guided, even if he thinks he's on the road, there's no cause in this. The teacher sometimes could be worse than the congregation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be some people who will look at another man burning, and they will say to him, but it was your advices that saved us. It was your advices that saved us. What happened to you? And then he will say, I would speak a lot. But myself, I never did what I told you people to do. That second part, muhtad, we will have to live with that fear. All of us. It is that one thing that Allah Ta'ala made. That's why pride can never come into us. Because when the jalsa takes place, if the boy really feels I got something, you tell him half the course is done. You only graduated on hadi, you are guide. But what about are you rightly guided? Whether the Shaykh al-Hadith is rightly guided, whether the principal is, whether the teacher is, whether the mubaligh is, no one knows who's rightly guided. That one old uncle who never said a word, he might be rightly guided. No one asked him for dua. They were going the other side, say, Hazrat, make dua for me. In the eyes of Almighty Allah, that man is going to Jannah, this man is not. You never know. Because of the siyah, we have to watch our every step. Never ever look in the mirror and see myself as a guide. Because to become a guide is very easy. It's a cause for it. We have to always look in the mirror and see, am I rightly guided? That I'll never know until I die. That is why Surah Fatiha, where he explained, we will carry on making this dua, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That, O Allah, will you take us onto the path? O Allah, will you take us? The whole world has seen the path. I can tell you the path, but whether I am allowed to walk that path, that is the kindness of Allah. I can tell you the path, whether I am allowed to be on that path. So that is one. The second point is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day walked in a garden of the Ansar. Before he came to Medina Munawwara, it was a land of non-Muslims, fire worshippers, idol worshippers, any worshippers. So naturally in their normal gardens, whoever passed away, they would bury them. He was on his donkey and as he went through that garden, the donkey jumped. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, it almost threw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam off. Then he put it under control. Then he asked, whose graves are these? So the owner of the garden came and naturally he would say, in my family, this person. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, tell me about them. So he said, they died in the days of ignorance. They died in the days of ignorance. For some reason, that donkey jumped. That donkey jumped. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, if it was not for the fear that you people will stop burying your dead, I would have asked Almighty Allah to allow you to hear what I heard. I would have asked. And sometimes, you know, in silence, when you don't say too much, it gives the message. On that occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just kept quiet. Meaning, what I heard at the moment, it was troubling him. Said, I could have asked Allah to make you hear it, but then you won't bury him. In the past, when people had to explain the azab, the punishment of the grave, it was very hard. Because you had to tell a person that, you see, you're putting the body in the sand. But the punishment doesn't take place here. The soul is already taken to another world. The punishment or reward takes place there. But then the man says, how come I see it here? How come I can hear it here? You always speak about it. He heard the punishment. He saw the punishment. And it was very hard when we explained to the people that that world got a relationship with this joint. One part. How do you explain a relationship? That in the end of times, gadgets came out. And Quran had made indications, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. We will show the whole world our signs in the world itself. We will show the world our signs in the world itself. Today you see this gadget. This gadget can make me see what's happening in another country. And if that person is screaming, I can hear it here. I can hear it. But if I try to help the person, I can't do nothing. I'll see a person burning here, but if I put my hand on it, I feel no heat. And if I say, how can you have a whole world, but the place is so small? This place is so small and in it is a whole world. So when some people will use the fear to get punished, Allah Ta'ala make me and you use it to protect us from punishment. Sometimes look at this thing. And when it has reminded the world of the worlds, it can remind me of the world of the grave. It can remind me of the year after. Where a man will be in Jannah. This also was hard to explain in the past. Allah Tabarakallah says, where an angel will say to the person, that why don't you take a peep into Jahannam? Why don't you peep into Jahannam? Because at that moment the man was thinking about, I wonder where is that person who I loved so much. I always translated as loved because it was two friends. But the one friend went off the track. And the other one just say got saved. So he will sometimes say, I wonder what happened to my friend. And in recent times, because I had chances to be in the places where World Cups took place, I found that sometimes people's friends are people who the other person doesn't even know who you are. But you his friend. So in certain places I translated it like this. That on that day a man who loves soccer players, he might also say, I wonder what happened to that player. I wonder. Because I love him, I used to dream about him. Although that man don't know nothing about you. So the angel will say, why don't you peep into the fire? فَطَّلَعَ. So he will peep. فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَايِ الْجَحِيمِ. And he will see him in the center of the fire. And then he will say, لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَ. لَقَدْ كِتَّ. It was so close that you almost pulled me inside. Said, لَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. Had it not been for the favor of my Allah, I would have been there with you. Nowadays when I look at it, I say, sometimes it's not two friends who knew each other. Sometimes it might happen one man who loved a soccer player, rugby player, any player, sports star, music star, film star, whatever star. And remember this word star, sometimes I just go off the topics. Some people think I only studied the jala, hardly studied the jala. Lucky, otherwise the bayan will be much longer. I hardly studied the jala. But it's so apparent that the jali fitna, that if you only look little, you'll see a lot. So there's a word in the star. You will see the star of David. If anyone knows anything about Israel, you will understand they've got a lot to do with the star of David. That is why when Elon Musk, he had to establish something big in the world to connect everyone. What do you call it? Starlink. Star. Everything to do with star. Star. Sport, star. Music, star. Film, star. Then they had a word when you were small, you will see stars. You will see stars. I never even knew it like that. That's a joke. You will see stars. Hollywood. You know Hollywood? Inshallah, you all don't know. He has Netflix. So I think Hollywood finished. So Hollywood is the first place where all this started. Hollywood. Some people think Hollywood was there and then they came. When they came there, it wasn't called Hollywood. It wasn't called Hollywood. When they reached that place, they had maps showing them. Until they reached the place, it was already mapped out. Who mapped it out? Devils mapped it. They were sent to look for America because they needed to find Hollywood. Because some magic only happens in Hollywood which can't happen anywhere else. So they found Hollywood. It wasn't called Hollywood. They never reached Hollywood. They found a place. Then they had to give it a name. So they took the name Hollywood. The word Hollywood came from the word Holywood. Hollywood, there's nothing holy about it, but it means a spiritual, or not spiritual, I would say a magical wand. So the wood is the wand. And holy means I'll do magic. So when we were small, I don't know if it's still now, but when we were small in the cartoons and in the movies, they used to actually show like someone, I can't remember who, it's too many years ago, but before the film would start, that person would do like this. With his wand, or her wand, I don't know what it was. And as they would do, the stars would come. I don't know if you all ever remember this. I don't know if they still show stars. That was called magical stars. You will see stars. When they would do this, our magic will put the whole world in a trance. No one ever understood what that meant. It wasn't just they were joking. They were really serious. And we have created such a magical hold on the whole world. Whole world. But in that whole world, there will always be some who will wake up from that magic. And that's what they don't like. So you just carry on making magic. Carry on making magic. Carry on making magic. But see this ayat of Quran says, where the man will tell his friend, that how close it was, you almost pulled me in. Had it not been for the favor of my Allah, I would have been there. Which means, who will be in Jannah? Who will be in Jannah? A man who loved it. A man who followed it. A man who was so close, he almost became it. And then something happened in his life, and he just pulled out. And he says, had it not been for the favor of my Allah. That verse is for me. That maybe Allah make it, it could be me and you in Jannah. And Allah make it. But who will this man be? It will be a man who loved the kafir. And me and you love the kafir. But something hit in his life at the right moment that made him pull away. And that's why he will say, had it not been the favor of my Rabb, I would have been there. So to explain this in the past was very hard. Because you said, how do you peep in Jahannam? How do you peep in Jahannam? If Jahannam is so close, in the past, if you had to peep, people wouldn't know how to peep over the wall. You ask the boy, how do you learn? that your neighbor's daughter is pretty when you got married to her, your mother saw, it's called peeping. You jump the wall. That's all. That's the only way to peep. Now you would read this verse, you would peep into Jahannam. You wonder how you're going to peep into Jahannam. Then the phone came. The phone can show you someone burning and you won't find any heat at all. You can be relaxing, he can be burning. And you will say, had it not been Allah's favor, I'd be burning like you. Isn't it sweet? You phone your friend, you ask him, how are you, where you are? You say, it's so hot here. You say, it's ice cold here. I'm freezing here, you burning here. How is it? That phone was to show us that this is a small example of worlds we're going to see today. Small example. Sometimes when you're touching your phone, think of Jahannam. Think of the qabr. And I can see a lot of things there. People would laugh in the past and say, how is he going to get punished? So Nabi Muhammad donkey jumped. Then he said, if it was not for fear that you will stop burying your dead, I would have asked Allah to make you hear what I heard. And then he said four sentences. And on this we're going to end. Sentence number one. Nabi Muhammad said, ask Allah to protect you from the punishment of Jahannam. تَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Said, ask Allah to protect you from the punishment of Jahannam. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu immediately did it. And me and you will now do it. They said, we ask, you will also say, Ameen. We ask Allah to protect us from Jahannam. Then he said, تَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. Ask Allah to protect you from the punishment of the grave. Say, Allah protect us. Then he said, تَعُوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنِ. Ask Allah to protect you from those trials, those that are apparent. In our day, there are those that are apparent. I know drugs is wrong, but still I go towards it. The funny thing is, the boy knows drugs kills. Forget drugs, cigarettes, that's even. Drugs at least they don't sell it with a label. Cigarettes, when I go to the shop, it just makes me confused. Every time I see a new label on the cigarette box. First it was, it will cause cancer. It can kill you. It can harm your child. Don't use it if you're pregnant. It can kill you, it can cause cancer, it can do this, it can do that. And under that there the price difference. If you write, I'll kill you, you don't put a price up. Ask the car dealer. Which car dealer? The other day we were discussing in Madrasa. So one guy asked me, is it jais to be a car dealer? I said, all the Mawlanas are car dealers. He said, but none of them speak the truth. I said, they must be having some fatwa that means jais. These are good ones. Alhamdulillah. So the one boy said, Mara, I go to buy a car, and that person tells me, this car, that old white auntie, once a week. I said, when I was getting my first car, that white auntie old was alive there. She's still alive there. She never died, that auntie. She's still. So the boy said, how do you sell cars there? Can you speak the truth? Ask the car dealer, can you speak the truth? Tell every problem of the car. It has already killed 10 people on that road and it just goes off. But the car survives and the driver falls. Whenever he takes a brake, he flies off. First 10 people died in this car. He puts that whole labor and under it right there, 25,000. Whatever happens, you can't sell something after telling it's deadly. You can't do that. Cigarettes, they write there, deadly. 50 rand. I don't know if the price is right. I don't think I know the right price. And then you immediately see the man, give me two, give me three. You wonder, like, after so much of messages, I'm going to kill you, kill you, kill you. But this is what, remember I said at the beginning, there are people who are guides, but they might not be rightly guided. I myself might tell you the harm of a phone, and I might be in the team myself. Because to be able to pull away from something is only the kindness of Allah. Otherwise, we all know So one is a fitna which is apparent. Drugs is apparent. The boy knows from long this thing is not right. Pornography, who doesn't know is not right. The married man knows, I got married to come away from the sun. He knows it's wrong. He feels bad about it. But again something pulls him and he goes into it. He says, seek Allah's protection from those trials which are there. وَمَا بَطَنْ And he says, and seek Allah's protection from those trials which are hidden. Sometimes when I mention in Bayan, people say, I never knew this. I never knew there's something called AI as a devil. I never knew the phone could be so harmful. This is just the tip of the iceberg which I mentioned. In the world of the shayateen, there are so many things which none of us know. None of us. We knew COVID came. We knew there was a vaccine behind COVID. No one knew what was the ingredient in that vaccine. We don't know what foods go in our body. We don't know what waters go. It comes from a certain plant. Who's in charge of the plant? We will never. Every time we find out about something, we just cover our eyes and we say, whoa, this is dangerous. It's even worse. He says, you make sure you ask Allah to protect you from the trials which are apparent and which are hidden. And finally he says, so let's make Ameen on that one. Allah protect us min al-fitan, from all trials. Ma zahara minha, the one that is present, we know it. Wa ma batan, the one that we don't even know. And finally he said, ta'awwadhu billah, seek Allah's protection min fitnati dajjal. Seek Allah's protection from the trials of dajjal. There's no time to explain that. But as we have mentioned the other three, one is knowing what it is, but that's not a guarantee we're still going to be protected. Knowing what it is not a guarantee we're going to be protected. Sometimes that old auntie, she doesn't even know what is the jar. You know that? That old auntie, she died on a Friday, Thursday night, in Sajda. She never knew there's any fitna in the world. She never knew Hollywood. She never knew Dajjal. She never knew Jewish lobby. She never even knew what Israel is. She knew nothing. But when the angel of death came, she was gone to Jannah. She knew nothing. Because sometimes you can know nothing and you can still be rightly guided. And sometimes you can know everything and you still go off the rock. So Nabi Islam said, how much I'm going to tell you about the grave? How much I'm going to explain to you of the fire of Jahannam? How much I'm going to explain to you about fitan? And he did explain. In other places he explained a lot. But on this occasion, when he said the first sentence, that if it was not for the fear you stop bearing your gems, I would have asked Allah to make you hear it. So let's leave it now. What's happening in the grave is a different story. What's going to happen in Jahannam is a different story. What fitan the Ummah is going to see is a different story. What is the fitna of the Dajjal is a different story. There's so much, but still there's no guarantee we're going to be saved. So he said, I ask you to do one thing. Ask Allah to save you from this. Ask Allah to save you. After Salah, we're making dua. Sometimes we don't know what to ask for. We go for Umrah, we really don't know what to do. Sometimes you just lift and tell somebody else, make dua. So today I taught you four duas. Protection from the punishment of Jahannam. Protection from the punishment of the grave. Protection from all trials. Those that we are aware of, those we are not aware of. And protection from the jahannam. When Allah will protect, that man will be the man saying in Jannah, had it not been for the favor of my Rabb, I would have been there burning in the fire. Allah just pulled him out. At the right time he just came out. He doesn't know why he came out. He came out at the right time. Allah Tabarakallah in His kindness protect us from all evil, all punishments. Allah Tabarakallah allow His favor to always be upon us. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.